Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's great to be with you. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in 2 Timothy. We're in chapter 2, and we find ourselves today in an interesting passage. He has given Paul the paradigm of discipleship in general and leadership development in particular. He has also given to the Apostle Paul the insights of what discipleship is like and what it produces. And then he has brought to him something that I think is very interesting. He has said, I want you to always make sure that you're focused not on what you do, but upon Jesus. And by the way, when you suffer for doing what Jesus has called you to do, like I'm suffering right now as a criminal, you won't regret it. And you'll do it not only because you remember him, but you'll do it for the sake of the elect, that they will be brought to him. The ones who belong to him will be brought to him. And then he says, I want you to know this trustworthy statement. Now remember, the Apostle Paul uses this a number of times in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, in which he gives salient truths that are crucial for life. Here he introduces an early church confession. Listen to it. This saying is trustworthy. For, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. So in other words, he is now giving us an element of a confession in the early church concerning Christ's faithfulness, his faithfulness through our imperfect faithfulness, and then our faithfulness revealing his faithfulness, and faithlessness revealing that there is no faith in him at all. That's what he is saying in the text. But I want to take up one thing before we go. That's the fact of this confession. It's not the only one. There are actually 4 confessions revealed in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy and Titus that were clearly hymns or confessions of the early church. One time when I was a kid, my dad and I visited another church. And as we were going there, this particular church did the Apostles' Creed in the worship service. Well, the church that I grew up in, which was a wonderful gospel church, but never did the Apostles' Creed. And I said to Dad, what does that mean? And so Dad explained it to me. And I said, well, Dad, we don't do that. And he said, yeah, I know we don't. He said, and I love my church, but he said, you know, I kind of like this. I like it when in the middle of a worship service, you are telling the Lord that you believe his word, and you're telling visitors what you believe from God's word, and you're telling each other what you ought to believe in God's word. And little did I know that later, in that same church we visited, I would be brought to Christ about 6 years later. And little did I know that in that same denomination, I would serve as a pastor. And little did I know, I would have the great joy of leading God's people in a confession of faith Sunday after Sunday. And so this confession is very dear to me because it's one of these infallible confessions in God's word. He says that when you become a Christian, you die with Christ. And when you die with Christ, you live with Christ. But if you have died to yourself to live unto Christ, then you will endure in this life. Notice you're not perfect, but there is endurance. There's perseverance. And those who persevere will reign with him. But if you deny him, then he will deny you. In other words, faithful people are not perfect, but they are faithful. They are enduring. Now, it doesn't mean they won't have seasons of falling down or falling by the wayside, but they will be faithful. They will endure. Endurance is the mark of God's preserving grace. Perseverance reveals preservation. Persevering life reveals, not a perfect life, a persevering life, reveals a preserving grace of God in your life. Those who deny him, he denies them. Here's the one thing Jesus says. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Therefore, all who are in him, all who know him, all who love him, he will not deny them. All who love him and all who are in him by faith will be faithful, not perfect, but they will endure to the end. By God's grace, may you know the blessings of his preserving grace and a persevering life for Christ to the glory of his name. Will you come back and we'll move to another section tomorrow? This has been a slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.